Metallica's Jam Don't Shake Like That. Cruise and WGCM.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
Reset and the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at Double A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
Well, it has been about as ideal of a start as you could possibly imagine for the Biloxi Shuckers to begin their season. Through the first two series, they are 8-1 and have the best record in the Southern League. And for the first time this year, they'll take on an opponent from the Northern Division. It's the Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons kicking off a six-game series tonight. Well, welcome to the pregame show, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas, the Shuckers, they pick up the big win on Sunday. Jackson Reitz was the hero for Biloxi. All five runs driven into that contest for the Shuckers.
Yeah, had his best game of the season and really needed it to, because they just said drove in all five runs, and a nice bounce back win for the Shuckers, where on that Saturday night they had struggled offensively for Jared Schuster in the rain-shortened five-inning ball game where he just dominated that lineup, striking out 12 in that one. So really, Jackson Reitz, if he doesn't bring the bat to the ballpark that day, the Shuckers may not have won that game.
Yeah, but this is a lineup 1-9 that we have talked about, and it's down in the clubhouse, and the players have talked about that they really feel like 1-9, any guy can be the guy who beats you on a given night. We've seen it be Joey Wheeler some. We've seen it be Tristan Lutz. We've seen Jackson Reitz do it. Felix Valerio has certainly done it already this season. And now the question is, who's going to be the guy to do it tonight? And that's what's really exciting early on in the first nine games of the season for the Shuckers.
Yeah, it really is. It's you always say you show up to the ballpark, you see something new. Well, he showed up to the ballpark, and it's a different Shucker every night, kind of stepping up. And really, that's what the good teams do, where they can have somebody step up in a big spot, a big situation, and have a career day. And that's something that is something to watch out for. Still a long season, but that's what championship teams are made of right there.
On the other side of things, the Barons come into today 2-7 on the year, a team that has scuffled so far. They're trying to piece it together, but unfortunately for them, they have just had a rough get going out of the gate.
Yeah, they really have, and especially in that first series, they scored just 5 runs against Rocket City, where they got swept. They dropped their next series in Chattanooga this past week. They did win 2 games, but a few crooked numbers as well. Lost 16-4 on the opener, and then 12-1 in Game 5 on Saturday. So we know that the bullpen can be a problem, and also offensively, it's kind of comes and goes, and that's something you need to find the consistency of if they want to try to win this series to kind of upset the Shuckers here.
Well, the Shuckers got a big game on Sunday out of Jackson Reitz, and coming up next, he was our guest on the pregame show. We'll hear from Jackson, plus we will get you lineups as we count you down to first pitch here at Regions Field. Game number 1 between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. And we'll have that for you when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back on the pregame show, getting you set for game number 1 between the Shuckers and the Barons, and pleased to be joined today by the man who drove in all the runs for the Shuckers back on Easter Sunday. Jackson Reitz is here. Jackson, let's go back to Sunday for just a quick second. I mean, obviously, you've gotten plenty of chances to catch and to be in the lineup, but what clicked in so well for you on Sunday afternoon?
First off, thanks for having me. But, you know, I got a couple good pitches to hit, and there were some runners on base, and just trying to stick to my approach, and good things happened.
confirmed. And this is a lineup that we've talked with guys, and they say, you know, 1 through 9, it's really like anybody can beat you any given day. And you guys have lived up to that. It's been somebody different. It hasn't just always been one guy. How does the feel in the clubhouse change when you say, hey, look, I might not have a great day today, but I know this guy could be the one who does it?
I think we got a young team, first off, and very exciting to watch play. There's some prospects on the team, and they're obviously really good baseball players, great human beings. But 1 through 9, I mean, hey, do your job. That's all they ask. Go up there with a good approach. Do your job. See the ball. Hit the ball.
So obviously the other piece for you, you're a catcher, so you're the one who's been in charge of the staff. Early goings, best ERA in the league. Is there someone that you've really clicked with, or what has you and the staff on such a good page early on in the season, even though, you know, first year in the organization, you might not have caught all these guys before?
First off, the credit goes to the pitchers. I mean, they're doing an unbelievable job. Pitchers, pitching coaches, and then a guy that might not get a lot of credit, Nick Hale. He's catching bullpens for us during the game. He's making sure those guys are ready to go in. And then Brent Diaz is also doing a really, really, really good job. So just like we said, 1 through 9, whoever's in the lineup's just doing their job.
Well, a guy who's new to this staff this year and is a development coach is JJ. And so if I'm not mistaken, he's probably working with you and Brent and Nick as well. So what has he brought to the catching room to help you guys out and work with you so far?
JJ's been awesome. He's bringing just some new insights that have helped me kind of with the analytical stuff. And then he's just there. That's one of the biggest things you can have is just being available. And JJ is always available, whether that's he's throwing BP, doing something with us catchers. And he's doing a really nice job.
I know everybody has goals coming out of spring. And look, we're only 9 games into the season. But maybe from the off season or spring training, is there something that you've done so far that you've maybe seen pay off, that it's like, oh, I, you know, all those days in November, December, January, now I'm starting to see the results a little bit out on the field?
You know, I'm just trying to stick to my approach, whether that's catching or hitting. I'm just trying to go out there day by day and take everything pitch by pitch. And good things are going to happen, bad things are going to happen. It's 162 game season in the big leagues, 138 games in the minor leagues. And you can't get too high, can't get too low. Just got to take the good with the bad and just roll with it.
Spoken like a guy who has seen it before and is certainly ready to approach it again. Off day yesterday, was there anything in particular you did for the off day or for catchers? I know it's a lot of rest, recuperate, and get your body ready.
You know, just doing some little movement stuff. Go for a little run, nice little jog, and make a nice home-cooked meal. Me and my roommate, Nick Hale, and that's we just watched a couple movies and just kind of hung out.
Well, that's a good way to spend an off day, but we're off and running against Birmingham today. Hey, thanks so much for a couple of minutes of your time today, Jackson.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Jackson Reitz. He drove in 5 in the game on Sunday, and he is certainly in the everyday catching spot for the Biloxi Shuckers early on. When we come back, first pitch and lineups, all of that when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Pre-game show rolls along here from Regents Field. Big thanks again to Jackson Reitz for being our guest on the pregame show. Great conversation with Jackson. Very excited to see what he's going to bring for the Shuckers this season. Well, let's go ahead and set the starting lineups for tonight's game and to get you the starting lineup for the home team. Birmingham Barons. Here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Yep, thank you, Garrett. Again, Barons 2-7 on the season, and their lineup goes as follows. Second baseman Yolbert Sanchez lead things off. Lenin Sosa playing third base, batting second. Tyler Desloney, left fielder, batting third. Joelki Cespedes, center fielder, batting cleanup. Jose Rodriguez, the shortstop, batting fifth. Craig Didolo, the right fielder, followed by Rowdy Reed, the catcher, batting seventh. Yeager Rusconi, the DH, batting eighth. And Alex Destino, the first baseman, as they will send Davis Martin to the mound, started for them on opening day and making his third start of the season. Leads the team in strikeouts with 11. A couple of all-name team players in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple of important ones to look out for and a few familiar names in the lineup as well. And we'll dive into all of that as we progress throughout the course of the evening. Meanwhile, here is the lineup for the Biloxi Shuckers tonight. Leading off is the center fielder, Garrett Mitchell. Felix Valerio bats second. He is also at second base. And in the three spot where he's been in every game this season is the right fielder, Joey Weimer. Thomas Dillard is the first baseman. He'll hit cleanup. Ashton McGee at the hot corner tonight. He's in the five spot. Tristan Lutz, the left fielder, will hit sixth. And in the seventh spot is the designated hitter for tonight, Gabe Holtz. Freddie Zamora is the shortstop. He'll hit eighth. And rounding it all out is the catcher, Jackson Reed. So one more time for the Shuckers. That's Mitchell, Valerio, Weimer, Dillard, McGee, Lutz, Holt, Zamora, and Reed. On the mound this evening for the Biloxi Shuckers is a 6'1", 215-pound right-hander, Carlos Luna. Luna making his second appearance of the year. So with the three-game series that we had against Pensacola, Luna was the starter in game number two that we had when we played Mississippi, but as a result, we didn't see him again. So in just his second start of the season, in his first one, 5 1/3 innings, one run on four hits, one walk, and four strikeouts. So the right-hander, Carlos Luna, on the bump tonight for Biloxi. Well, we have a few more moments before first pitch, and let's take a look briefly at the Southern League scoreboard.
Yeah, so currently right now, the division leaders, Biloxi 8-1 in the South, Rocket City 6-3 in the North, and that's where we start. They're up 2-0 on Tennessee. Bomb the fifth inning, scoring a run in the first and the third. Just five combined hits in that one, so a little bit of lower scoring. Chattanooga trailing Mississippi 1-0 in the bottom of the third at Trustmark Park. And Montgomery, Pensacola bottom of the second, and they're still scoreless. Pensacola looking for their first hit.
All right, well, national anthem being sung here in the stadium. First pitch is next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Double play! A double play! Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Let's go! Woo!
Play ball.
It's time for the future Brewer Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Regions Field in Birmingham, Alabama, it's game number one in a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 8-1 on the season. As for the Birmingham Barons, they are 2-7 in the season's early going. They're four games back of the Rocket City Trash Pandas in the North Division of the Southern League. One more time, here is your lineup for the Shuckers. Garrett Mitchell leads it off. Felix Valerio follows him at second. And Joey Weimer, the right fielder, hits third. Thomas Dillard is the first baseman in the cleanup spot. Ashton McGee at third. Tristan Lutz out in left. Gabe Holt, the designated hitter, bats seventh. The shortstop, Freddie Zamora, hits eighth. And rounding it all out, the catcher, Jackson Reitz. They go opposite the right-hander, Davis Martin, making his third appearance of the season. 1-0 with a 2.7 earned run average. So Garrett Mitchell stands in from the left side and swings and misses at the first pitch, and we are off and running at 7.05 p.m. Central Time from here in the Magic City. Mitchell stands back in as the right-hander Martin readies and fires. The next offer is low and inside with an off-speed, and the count is 1-1 to Garrett. Well, it's a cooler day today here in Birmingham, 66 degrees at first pitch here at Regions Field. Clear skies above. This one is bounced the opposite way in a dive. It's picked up by the shortstop Rodriguez. The long throw, he won't make it. He'll put it in his back pocket, and Garrett Mitchell shoots one the opposite way, and it's an infield single to get things going for the Shuckers here in the first.
Now we talk about Garrett Mitchell's speed, and a good decision by Jose Rodriguez. Had no chance at first. Let's take a look now at how the Barons line up defensively, starting the outfield going left to right. Tyler Desloney in center field, Joloqui Cespedes in center, and Craig Dietolo in right field. On the infield, Sosa at third, Jose Rodriguez and Yolbert Sanchez up the middle, Alex Destino at first, and Rowdy Reed behind home plate.
So now Felix Valerio watches the first pitch in for a called strike. Fastball at 91 miles an hour. It is 0-1 to Valerio. Shuckers are in their road gray jerseys tonight, Biloxi in black lettering across the chest, and they have black numbers on the back of those gray jerseys. As the fastball misses in around the hands to Valerio, it's 1-1. Gray pants on for the Shuckers, and they wear the black caps with the B for Biloxi with the Shucker oyster inside of them. As for the Barons, they are in their red jerseys this evening. A throw over to first and a dive back in by Garrett Mitchell. That is check number one. They have Barons written in black script lettering, outlined in white on the chest. They have black numbers on the back of those red jersey tops. And they have the white pants and the red caps on. Plenty of players with both white and black sleeves out from underneath those red jersey tops. As a changeup is buried in the dirt, and the count two balls and one strike to Felix Valerio. Valerio this season, 12 for his first 33 in the first nine games of the year for Biloxi. A pair of doubles, three home runs to pace the club, and six runs driven in. One more game, Thomas, and we'll be able to get batting averages.
I was just about to say, it's coming.
It is coming. 2-1 is coming, and that's down low and outside at 92 with a fastball. And the count is three balls and one strike to the right-handed hitting Felix Valerio. Well, Davis Martin, the 6'2", 210-pound right-hander, 25 years old, in his fifth professional season, taken in the 14th round of the 2018 draft by the Chicago White Sox out of Texas Tech, as Valerio takes a fastball inside for ball four. So Mitchell will head down to second after the walk, and there are two men on with no one gone for Joey Weimer.
Well, you got to think that a leadoff single to Garrett Mitchell had to do something with that because of his speed, and the Barons currently right now in the Southern League allowing the most stolen bases with 17 allowed. So having Mitchell at first base, you know you got a good hitter in Valerio at the plate. It really makes it tough, and it's only going to get tougher because you got Joey Weimer at the plate.
Weimer 11 for his first 35 in nine games. So now the right-hander Martin kicks and deals. And the first pitch, Weimer hits it high in the air to center field, but playable. Cespedes is underneath it. He'll make the grab. Mitchell is going to tag. Cespedes has a strong arm, but not strong enough as Mitchell goes sliding in head first to third, and he's there well in front of the throw. So it's a fly out to straightaway center field by Weimer. But Mitchell is able to advance, and there are men on the edges with one gone for Thomas Dillard in a great early RBI opportunity for the Shuckers.
Yeah, it really is. And a good throw by Cespedes in center field, who is well hit out to the deeper part of center field, maybe a few steps back for Cespedes. And that's one of his best tools is the arm, just a little bit up the left field line a little bit. But with Mitchell's speed, without him, would have been a tougher play or closer play.
So now Dillard, and the first offer to him is high and outside with a breaking ball for ball one. Scouting report on the right-hander Martin. He throws a fastball that will go anywhere from 90 to 93, though he has touched up to 96 miles an hour. Also mixes in a changeup, a slider, and a curveball. Four-pitch pitcher for the righty, who deals home the 1-0. And Dillard watches the fastball zip by high and outside. And the count two balls and no strikes. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is our crew chief, Dexter Kelly. Tom O'Neill is our third base umpire, and our first base umpire this evening is Ben Fernandez. Three-man crew here in the Southern League. 2-0, and Dillard watches a dart come in for a called strike. And the count is now 2-1 to the Shuckers' first baseman. One gone here on the top of the first, just underway between the Shuckers and the Barons. Garrett Mitchell on third, and Felix Valerio is at first. And a spin and a throw, and Valerio with a dive back into the base, dirtying up the front of the gray jersey just a little bit. Dimensions here at Regions Field. It's 320 down the left field line, 400 to straightaway center field, and 325 down the right field line. 12-foot wall out and straightaway, or down the left field line and down the right field line. 2-1. And Dillard watches a backdoor fastball in for a strike. Knee-high on the outer edge, the count runs even. So it's very similar to the Crawford boxes there at Minute Maid Park out in left field. There is a little bit of a cutout there as well, and the fence drops down to 8 feet tall in straightaway left field. It wraps all the way around to right center field, where it goes back up to 12 feet. As a slider misses downstairs to Dillard, and the count has run full to the Shuckers' first baseman.
It's almost like three different Major League parks in one, and dive into that a little bit after this next pitch.
A big pitch here to Dillard with runners on the corners and one gone. The 3-2. Runner goes, and it's high and outside for ball four. Reed had to come out of his stance, and he looks Mitchell back to third. But it's the second walk of the inning for Martin, and it brings up Ashton McGee.
So same before, you mentioned the Crawford boxes almost look alike in left field. The bullpen's in left center and right center, a little bit like Yankee Stadium. And then you got center field with kind of a grass berm out behind, a little bit like your ballpark at the Texas Park at Arlington.
Yeah, the old ballpark in Arlington. It's very similar to that in straightaway center field. Now's Ashton McGee, and he rips the first pitch back to the screen for a strike. It is 0-1. So an early opportunity for the Shuckers here with the bases loaded and only one out. Leadoff single by Mitchell. Valerio then walked. And after a fly out to Weimer allowed Mitchell to tag up, a walk to Diller. So a long inning already for Davis Martin as McGee takes a home run hack and comes up empty on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball at the bottom of the zone. There's the extra velocity right there for the right-hander Davis Martin. He was in a bit of a jam early on. Now up to 17 pitches. Just 8 of them have been for strikes here in this first inning. Deals home, and this is tipped into the mitt of the catcher Reed for a strikeout. So Reed able to hold on. 96 on the fastball that time for Martin. So that just illustrates, Thomas, he's got that extra velocity, and he has the ability to reach for it when he really needs it.
Yeah, really just reaching back for something there. He knew and was aware of the situation, and which the Barons, because of their offense, they really can't fall behind too much too early.
So bases still loaded and two gone, and here's Lutz, and he swings through a first-pitch fastball at 95 for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers this season with runners in scoring position as a unit are collectively hitting .273, 24 for 88, with 4 doubles, a triple, and 5 home runs. 0-1, and a fastball is on the inner edge for a strike at 96. It's 0-2. So you can understand Martin might have been pacing himself just a little bit out of the gate, and now stretching for that extra velocity after he was 90 to 92 in his first couple of offers of the game. The set and the 0-2 to Lutz. And Lutz watches a fastball zip by at 97 for a called third strike. So the Shuckers load them up but leave them full. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 3 men left on base. That sends us on to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Shuckers nothing, but the Barons coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Half of the first inning, Shuckers lead the bases full. So here is the lineup that the right-hander Carlos Luna will look to limit tonight for the Birmingham Barons. Leading off is the second baseman, Yolbert Sanchez. Laney Sosa, the third baseman, hits second. And Tyler Nesloni, a very familiar name to this league, hits third. He's in left. Joelki Cespedes is the center fielder. He's followed by Jose Rodriguez, the shortstop. Craig Dietolo out in right. Rowdy Reed is the catcher. Jagger Rosconi, the designated hitter, and rounding it all out is the first baseman, Alex Destino. They go opposite the right hitter, Carlos Luna. No record with a 1.69 earned run average in the early goings of the 2022 Southern League season. So here's Yolbert Sanchez, the second baseman from the right side. And Luna's first pitch is a called strike on the inner edge with a fastball. It is 0-1. Sanchez 8 for 26 in the early goings of the year. As the 0-1 is a breaking pitch at the bottom of the zone. Looked like the slider that time from Luna. And the count is 0-2. Sanchez with a double and an RBI. He's got 11 walks to 6 strikeouts. 0-2 when he fouls this off to the netting on the first base side. And so the count stays at no balls and two strikes to the second baseman.
And the only guy in double figures in walks, and really that 550 OBP just stands out right at you.
Yeah, so about 55% of the time he comes up, he gets on base. 0-2. And this is lined out into right field, and it's dropping, and Weimer is going to have to pick it up, spins, and throws in one solid motion on the money to second base. And so Weimer holds Sanchez to a single to get things going here in the bottom of the first.
That was just a good piece of hitting, a pitch on the outer half of the plate, and just pokes it down the right field line. Almost felt like we're on money in Moneyball for a second, but what does he do? He gets on base, and doesn't matter if it's a hit, a walk, whatever, finds a way, and that's what you want in your leadoff man.
So Sanchez is on, and here is Sosa, and he skies the first one foul. First base side for a strike. It is 0-1. So the 6'1", 215-pound right-hander Carlos Luna on the bump tonight for the Shuckers, making his second outing of the year. Was the starter on Wednesday night against Mississippi last week. He checks on the runner at first. 5 1/3 innings, 1 run on 4 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. It did not receive a decision in a game the Shuckers came back to win 3-2 on a walk-off. The 0-1. This is fouled right back to the screen. The count is no balls and two strikes to Lanin Sosa. Sosa 11 for 32 in 9 games. A double, 2 RBIs, and another positive walk to strikeout ratio. 5 walks to 4 Ks for the third baseman. Here's the 0-2. And a fastball is a little inside at 90. And so the count is a ball and two strikes. Coming into today, Birmingham, they do lead the Southern League in hit by pitch. They've been hit 11 times, and they're also second in the league in walks. As this is hit in the air out into right field, Weimer appears to have it measured, continues to drift back, and as he gets to the wall, he makes the grab. Runner thinks about tagging up and then changes his mind as Weimer makes this strong throw in from right. And Sosa's retired on a warning track fly ball to right for the first out.
Oh, that baseball looked like it had a chance to sneak out of here. The wind is just casually blowing ever so slightly out toward the right field foul pole. And so that ball's needed a couple more feet. It's going to be into the seats for a home run. So, you know, Luna, happy that one stayed in the ballpark.
So now with one gone and a man on first, it is the left fielder Tyler Nesloni. And another sling throw over to first to check on Sanchez. It is worth mentioning, Thomas gave you the stat that that Birmingham has allowed 17 stolen bases in 20 attempts this year. Luna deals. And the first pitch fastball is at the knees for a strike, 0-1. However, they have not stolen a base yet. They are 0-3 in stolen base attempts. Only team in the Southern League that has not. Fun fact, there were 2 teams in Major League Baseball coming into today who had not stolen a base either. 0-1. And that is a little inside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Remember, Major League Baseball getting going just a day before us in the AA and lower minor leagues did. And a AAA got going a few days before the major leagues on Tuesday a couple of weeks ago. Luna stares into the left-handed hitting Nesloni. And his pitch is a little outside. 2-1. So since it is Tuesday, we're going to return Trivia Tuesday. It was Milestone Monday, but we're going to rebrand it as Trivia Tuesday now. So, Thomas, can you tell me the 2 teams in Major League Baseball who had not stolen a base coming into today? I'll let you think about it during the 2-2 pitch. The runner goes, and it's hit down the left field line. That's going to be a fair ball, and the hit and run executed perfectly. Lett scoops it up, and they are going to stop the runner at third base. As an excellent throw came in from Lutz deep in the left field corner, but it's a one-out double for Nesloni, his 3rd 2-bagger of the year. And very quickly, Birmingham has runners on 2nd and 3rd and only 1 gone with their cleanup man, Joelki Cespedes, sets it up.
Yeah, you said a really nice executed hit and run, and good play by Lutz. Knew he had to get to the ball quickly, and kind of the way the walls play here, it can be a little funky, and the ball can either hit off hard or it's going to come off soft, but that's something you kind of feel in the pregame to see how the walls are going to play. And, you know, Lutz had a fired back in quickly and good job doing so.
So now two men in scoring position, and Cespedes the batter, the pitch. And that is low and outside with a slider for ball one.
I still don't know the answer to the trivia question. I thought I saw something on the Padres, but that might have been that because they've had an error in every single game. So
I can tell you it is not the Padres. 1-0. And that is hit high in the air out into shallow right field. Weimer is going to come on. Now back up a few steps, and the runner is going to stop, and Joey Weimer prevents a run from scoring with his strong arm out in right field on a fly ball to medium depth right by Joelki Cespedes. So he stopped Sanchez from advancing to second on either his single or the fly ball to right by Sosa. And now with two gone, it'll be Jose Rodriguez. And I will give you a hint. You were on the wrong coast.
Oh, really?
Got to go to the other side of the country. So two gone, and Rodriguez the hitter. Luna Diaz. And a fastball slips into the knees for a strike. It is 0-1.
I'll do a little thinking now.
Don't let him think about it. Runner at third is Sanchez. Runner at second, Nezloni. No score, Shuckers. And Barron's here on the bottom of the first inning as Luna slings home a slider that misses outside, and the count is even at 1-1. Scouting report on the right-hander Luna. Throws a fastball, a cutter, a changeup, a slider, and a curveball. Throws pretty much everything at you. 25-year-old native of Las Tablas in Panama. 1-1. That's low and away. Like he threw him another slider that time. No bite out of Rodriguez. And the count, two balls and one strike. Shortstop Rodriguez, 6-for-34 early in the season. Three doubles and a couple driven in. Infield plays straight up for him. The 2-1. And this is bounced on the ground to his left, Zamora. Scoops, shuffles, throws, Dillard hauls it in. And Carlos Luna is able to escape a jam in the first inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on for the Barons. That sends us on to the second. No score between the Shuckers and the Barons. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. Shuckers loaded the bases and were unable to bring in a run in the first inning. And now to start off the second, it's a pair of former Texas Tech Red Raider teammates facing off against each other as the left-handed hitting Gabe Holt watches a fastball on the outside corner from the right-hander Davis Martin. It is 0-1. Martin wearing the number 4. Don't normally see single digits out of pitchers. Saw a couple last season for the Shuckers. Leo Crawford wore 7. And Noah Zavalas wore the number 4. Right-hander kicks and fires. And Holt fouls it straight back. And the count is 0-2. The two of these guys were teammates
during the 2018 season. It was the right-hander Martin's junior season. He made 17 starts, went 7-6 with a 4.87 ERA. Next one, and Holt lifts this in the air, but Nesloni looks like he has it measured, drifting towards the line slightly, plants his feet about 25 feet in fair territory, and hauls it in for the out. So Martin gets the better of his former teammate. And there's one going for Freddie Zamora.
Oh, I see Gabe Holt go the opposite way a few times this year. This time does look a little bit under it. Pitches up in the zone and is smacked the other way.
So one gone and Freddie Zamora the batter. Right-hander Martin kicks home the first. And Zamora rockets it foul right side for a strike. 0-1. All right, Thomas, circling back to it. Only two teams coming into today and Major League Baseball without a stolen base. Told you to think more East Coast. So what are your guesses?
With the Nationals and the Pirates.
Zamora swings through a changeup for a strike. Nationals and Pirates are not correct. You have one of them in one of the correct divisions. I'll give you an even more hint. It's as this is fouled off to our right now to play, it's still 0-2 to Zamora.
What about the Reds then? Cincinnati.
That is not it.
Oh.
The only two teams coming into today without a stolen base in Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox and the Atlanta Braves. 0-2, Zamora fights it off foul. So the count stays at 0-2 to the Shuckers shortstop, who's 3-for-24 in his first six games, with a double and four RBIs. And we have the Red Sox on here in the booth before the game got going, and they popped that stat up on Nesson while they're playing the Blue Jays today. 0-2, and that's taken low. So the count is a ball and two strikes to Freddie Zamora. One gone, no score here in the top of the second inning between the Shuckers and the Barons. Game one of six here at Regions Field. Set in the 1-2. And a fastball is inside. Martin had started his K-strut. Threw another 96-mile-an-hour fastball, but a little inside.
I know that stat definitely had to come from Alex Spire from the Boston Globe. He throws all types of research, and guy is a genius.
That was exactly where it was from. 2-2 is low. 95-mile-an-hour heater missed, and the count has now run full to Zamora. Well, we mentioned it was 66 degrees at first pitch. It is cooling. We're projected to get down into the mid-40s overnight here in Birmingham. It was cooler on the coast as well. 3-2 nearly hits him. And Zamora, after falling behind 0-2, works the one-out walk. Third free pass issued by Martin. And a man on for Sunday's hero, Jackson Reitz.
Well, you got to feel that in for the pitchers as the temperature goes down. And luckily for the Shuckers, their high A affiliate is in Wisconsin, so temperature is right now probably sitting in the 40s and 50s of game time.
There are a lot of guys who had the opportunity to play in Wisconsin, but many of them on the Shuckers roster as the first pitch to Reitz is hit back of home, and we're not going to have a reach for that. No net here. It's actually in the field of play. Boy, I thought that was coming all the way back to the booth, but instead it is caught just in front of the screen by Reed, and it's a foul out by Reitz. Off the bat, that looked like it had enough backspin to make it back over the net. And just like the players, we're learning the ballpark.
Yeah, a little bit different vantage point up here than it is back home at MGM Park for sure.
A little bit higher up. Not much further back, though. Maybe just a touch, but for the fact that we're about another story higher, still feel like we're on top of the action. So now it's Mitchell with two gone, and he watches the first pitch fastball miss outside 1-0. Score between the Shuckers and the Barons here in the top of the second inning. Man on first is Zamora, who drew the one-out walk. Reitz then fouled out. The 1-0. And Mitchell takes a low one inside with a slider. Two balls and no strikes to Mitchell. Mentioned that, though, the fact that the guys who were with Wisconsin might have gotten used to playing in that chillier weather. Garrett Mitchell was on that Appleton squad that started last year. As he hits this one high in the air out into left field. Long run in for the left fielder, Nesloni, and he loses it on the lights. It's behind him.
It lands 5 feet behind him. Zamora was off and moving, and he will come in to score as it turns into a double that Neslone lost in the lights, and the Shuckers take a 1-0 lead. Neslone looked like he had it measured the entire way, and in the very end twilight skies, lost it in the high lights here at Regions Field.
Now, Garrett Mitchell is going to send a little gift card out to Neslone in left field for his first double he gets on the season. And really just an awkward, just right, just overran it, and then all of a sudden he lost the baseball and ended up about 5 feet behind him.
And so as a result, Zamora with two outs was off and running on contact, and he scores. And now it's Felix Valerio. This is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0.
And that's why you always continue to run until a third base coach, which is Mike Guerrero, tells you it's been caught. You can stop running.
So the Shuckers are able to strike first, as they have done a decent amount so far this season. Next pitch, and Valerio fouls it off the gear of the catcher Reed. And the count is even at 1-1 to Felix. Surprisingly, for these Birmingham Barons, even though they come into today at 2-7 on the year, they actually have scored first in 8 of their 10 games now, with the Shuckers scoring the first run here. But they're 2-6 in games in which they score first. There's 0-1 in games that they haven't coming into tonight. 1-1. And Valerio whiffs and misses at a hard-biting slider away. The count is 1-2 to the Shuckers' second baseman. 1-0 Biloxi after Zamora walked and Mitchell got the double out into left field that Neslone lost in the lights. The 1-2, and this is swung through and missed by Valerio, and it's the third strikeout of the night for Davis Martin. But the Shuckers get a run on a hit and leave a man. We're through 1.5 here in Birmingham. The Shuckers have a 1-0 lead over the Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on April 29th for Fireworks Friday as the Shuckers take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the second inning here at Regions Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Shuckers leading the Barons 1-0. The right-hander Carlos Luna fires home a first pitch that misses high and away to the right fielder Craig Dietolo to kick things off here in the home half of the second. One run, two hits, no errors for the Shuckers. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Barons. 1-0, and Luna misses a little outside. 2 balls and no strikes to Dietolo. Right fielder Dietolo, 7-for-13 early on in the season. Double, 2 home runs, and 7 driven in. 2-0, and he fouls this back. And so the count is now 2-1 to the right fielder Dietolo. So a gift for Carlos Luna, as he's now able to
work around. A tough go and has a run of support after Nezloni lost that ball out in the lights. This one is skied left side and out of play. And so they count two balls and two strikes now to Didolo. Didolo, a ninth round selection by the White Sox in 2017 out of Indiana. Set and the 2-2. And this is hit pretty well out towards deep left center field. Mitchell at a run, though, appears to have it measured and out in the alley. Reaches up with Lutz drifting behind him and makes the grab. So loud contact, but Didolo lines out. And there's one going here in the second.
On a play like that, there is a fraction of center fielders like Eric Mitchell who can make that play, but there's definitely another fraction that can't make that play. And that's just Garrett Mitchell showcasing his speed, a little bit of defensive alignment, and just good tracking ability.
So one gone, and Rowdy Reed is the catcher for the Barons. The set and the first offer to Reed, and Luna misses a little low with a ball, 1-0. Well, we mentioned Luna made his first start of the season for the Shuckers in that series against Mississippi, 5 1/3 innings. Set and the 1-0. That is in there for a strike. And the count is 1-1. Right now, that stands up as the longest outing that a Shuckers starter has made to go along with Victor Castaneda, who went 5 1/3 on Saturday night. As a check swing on an inside breaking pitch and on in a field of first, Ben Fernandez says that Reed went around. Reed with a chirp back to the Shuckers dugout as he turned around and said something. Set by Luna, the 1-2. And a fastball is a check swing roller up the first baseline. And so the count will stay at a ball and two strikes to the catcher, Rowdy Reed. Of course, Luna is a great story. Was signed as an international free agent by the Milwaukee Brewers back on July 11th of 2013. Mentioned a native of Panama, the 1-2. And a breaking pitch is on the inner edge for a called third strike. Dropped in a front door slider to the right-handed hitter. And Reed is the first strikeout victim of the night for Luna. Second out in this second inning.
Just a really good pitch by Luna right in the front hip, and Reed knew it. He was already starting to walk across home plate before the call was made. A really nice pitch there by Carlos Luna.
So two gone, and it'll be Jagger Rusconi, the designated hitter. Put him on the all-name team. Set in the offer, and this is a bouncer. Weakly towards second. Valerio comes on a few steps, picks and throws, and Carlos Luna executes the shutdown inning in the bottom of the second inning, working quickly through the 6-7-8 hitters in the Barons lineup. That sends us on to the third. Shuckers carrying with them a 1-0 lead over the Barons. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time? Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
the third inning. Shuckers carrying a 1-0 advantage over the Birmingham Barons. 3-4-5 due up here in the third. And to take you through the next couple of frames, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Joe Weimer will start things off from the right side against the right-hander Davis Martin. First pitch slider waved at a miss for strike one. 3-4-5 due up, followed by Thomas Dillard and Ashton McGee. That's the minimum they'll be faced in this top of the third inning. Again, 1-0. Luxie Shucker's lead. And 0-1, Weimer checks swing, and he doesn't go around as they'll appeal to first base. Count back even 1-1. Remember the former Cincinnati Bearcat. Born in Ohio in Slovenia. Played his high school baseball in the great state of Michigan. As 1-1, Weimer pops it up behind home plate, just over us in the press box. Now to play, it's 1-2.
They were talking about it on the bus ride up today. Weimer made sure to note he was from Michigan, not specifically a Ohio guy.
I get the same flack a lot of times, too. It's 1-2, hard hit ground ball right to the shortstop. Rodriguez gobbles it up, throws across, and puts away Joey. First out in the third inning. Well, for me, I'm a guy that was born just outside of Philadelphia, but we lived in Bethlehem, PA. It's one of the most, I don't know how to put it, but a lot of Christmas vibes going on there in December, obviously, Bethlehem. Lived there for only about when I was 3 or 4 years old, and then born and raised in Connecticut then. So I always explain to people, I was born in Pennsylvania. That's where my birth certificate is. People said, well, you're from Connecticut. I agree with that, as Thomas Dillard swings and misses. Fastball 92, not the 97 that he was throwing earlier tonight. Martin, a couple 95 to 97 miles an hour in the first inning to get out of the bases loaded jam. And 0-1, Dillard fouls it back. It's 0-2.
A guy like Thomas Dillard from Greenwood, Mississippi, in the Delta. They moved to Tennessee, and now he calls Oxford home. Not quite the same thing.
0-2 to Dillard as fastball ties him up at 96. And Martin now with a strikeout each of the first three innings. He's got four total tonight, including two gone in the third.
And every one of those strikeouts tonight has all been on the fastball, and every single one of them has been anywhere from 95 to 97 miles an hour.
The speed causing some problems. Here is Ashton McGee, the third baseman. Base is empty, two gone, 1-0 Shuckers, and the lefty McGee against the righty Martin. First pitch fastball, trying to locate on the outside corner, just missed. Down and away for ball one. McGee was the first strikeout victim in the first inning. Went down swinging on just three pitches. And 1-0 missing wide to the left. Trying to change up 2-0. I know Dillard, for example, played some years of high school baseball in Tennessee. And a fastball called strike. Outer half of the plate. 2-1. On a chilly night like this, it'll be tough to leave the yard with the baseball. A slider down and in. Finished almost behind McGee. He's ahead 3-1.
The ball was hopping during batting practice, but the wind was also blowing out during BP, more to right field. Now there is not a breath of wind in the ballpark, which, as you said, it's a little bit chillier of a night, so probably not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, pitcher's ballpark tonight, 3-1. And fastball high at the eye level, ball four, and McGee walks. So after it looked like Martin was going to cruise through this third inning just the way Carlos Luna did in the second. And McGee is a base runner with two gone.
I'm about to go back and grab my fleece that I've got and throw that guy on. I've got a quarter zip pullover on right now. Jim Nance, of course, the purveyor of the quarter zip. This one's a little thin.
To bulk you up is Tristan Letts. He's out and missed the changeup for strike one. I know my mom just sent me an email with the Jim Nance collection and the Vineyard Vines. He is a Vineyard Vines kind of guy. I guess his wardrobe is. You always see it after the NFL game, what each broadcaster has. And that's where he gets all his quarter zips from. And Letts chases after a changeup down away. It's quickly 0-2, which I don't have any Vineyard Vines quarter zips, but I can only imagine, you know, you're on the Vineyard. It gets a little windy there. You're going to be a little comfortable.
Out there at Pebble Beach where Jim has one of his homes. Stays a little cool on the ocean.
Yeah, why not? And the 18 tower as well is 0-2. Up the letters, fastball 1-2.
That is a game that's supposed to be played when it's warm outside, though. And, especially down here. I think this will probably be one of our last cool nights that we'll have where we'll see a lot of hoodies in the dugout.
Some hats and gloves. David set, ready, kicks 1-2. Tails inside. Tried the fastball and Letts got knotted up and just trying to avoid getting in. It's 2-2.
What's bizarre is we're going to end up having the exact opposite the rest of the week. It's going to warm up a decent amount the rest of the time we're here.
2-2. Bounced before home plate. Change up again. 3-2.
To get up into the mid-80s, the temperatures here for the remainder of the week are going to be warmer than anything down in Biloxi for the remainder of this week. But I think the counter is that because we're in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, outside of the Lookout Mountains, it'll cool down to the 60s at night.
3-2. And Letts takes it low. Ball four. A changeup was hovering the bottom part of the zone. Back-to-back two-out walks now.
And that's now five walks on the night for Martin. Only one of them has scored so far, but sound like a broken record. You keep giving the Shuckers offense chances, and eventually they're going to capitalize like they did an inning ago.
So it's up to Gabe Holt, the DH, to see if they can capitalize off those two mistakes being the pair of walks. Holt, the lefty, twirls the bat above his left shoulder. Righty kicks in Holt. Can't catch up with the fastball for strike one. There is a spell last year out in Montana where I was just chasing the heat. Every time it was hot, I was going there, and then it was hot in Billings. As Holt lines it foul, third base side. Had those record numbers out in Idaho and Seattle where Seattle was getting over 105 degrees. Yep. I was out there in Idaho in the old press box up in Boise.
No air conditioning there.
No air conditioning anywhere.
Every booth here in this league is air conditioned.
It was a sweated out type. 0-2, Holt flares it down the left field line, but it will go foul. Just in front of the barefoot wine sign. In front of the grass berm. Just a couple feet left of the line. That is a nice one. I think they're on this little remote here. I think you get a little heat too, so I think it's a heater and a cooler. I don't know.
I'm going to just bundle. We're right here by the windows. So air conditioning unit is in the back of our booth here. And the heat's not going to transfer that far.
As Holt checks swing down and then lays off. Slider 1-2. Ash McGee at second base. Tristan Letts at first. Ground out, strikeout to start this game before a pair of walks. 1-0 Shuckers on a Garrett Mitchell double on the left fielder Tyler Nazzone, lost in the lights. And Holt, sharp hit ground ball and a two-hopper right to Rodriguez. He'll take it to the bag himself and step on it to end the third inning. No runs on, no hits, no errors, but two men left on base. We're through 2.5 here in Birmingham. It's the Shuckers 1 and the Barons nothing. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Who wants a free T-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed shirt every week. Join us on April 26th for an exclusive Shuckers space-themed tee presented by the People's Bank. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
It's the bottom of the third inning here at Regions Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Shuckers in game one to start a six-game road series, which they have won eight of their first nine. Open the season, three wins in Pensacola, 5-6 in their first homestand against the Mississippi Braves. Carlos Luna, the right-hander, fires a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike to Alex Destino, the 9-0 hitter. In the lineup today, playing first base, the lefty against the righty, Carlos Luna kicks home, and 0-1 whiffs at an off-speed pitch, 0-2. Nasty stuff from Carlos. Got in some trouble in the first inning, allowed two hits, a single and a double. Runners on second and third with one out, but a fly out and a ground out ended it as Decino skies. Opposite field, left is Lutz, wanders back to his left the last second. Pretty much where he started his track, makes the out. Well, that was the theme for Carlos Luna, you know, jumping ahead of hitters last inning. Did fall behind on Craig Deedle at a leadoff man, but then Rowdy Reed was ahead on, and then Rusconi swung at the first pitch. One out, base is empty, bottom of the third inning, and a first pitch breaking ball called strike at the knees. Lead off hitter Yolbert Sanchez, the second baseman. Sanchez, a guy played towards the end of the season in Birmingham. And a fastball tails inside at 89. Nine hits on the year, just one double. Added his 10th tally today. As Sanchez screams it to right field, Weimer comes in a step. Stops at a dime, makes the grab. A sharp hit ground ball, lined right out to Weimer. And two up, two down to start this third inning. Celanine Sosa, the third baseman. It's up to him to prolong this inning. And Carlos Luna starting to find his rhythm. Seven in a row, sat down. First pitch curveball. Dances over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Right-hander Luna, glove from the stretch. And 0-1, hit on a dime, dropped by Zamora. Picks it up to his left and fires to first. And Sosa thought he caught it initially. And so stopped running about a quarter of the way up the line. 1-2-3, third inning. As Carlos Luna has retired eight in a row, we've played three in Birmingham. Shucker is still narrowly holding a 1-0 lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our prices low.
And welcome to the top of the fourth inning here in Birmingham. Shuckers looking to add to their 1-0 lead against the starter Davis Martin. Again, the only run coming in to score in the second, Freddie Zamora one-out walk, and then Garrett Mitchell doubled him home on a fly ball to left field. But the left fielder Neslone lost his first pitch. Fastball rocketed back up the middle into center field on a dime. And Freddie Zamora is on for the second time tonight. Just the first pitch after Freddie had a slow start to this season. Came in with just 3 hits and 24 at-bats. And his on-base percentage, about 25 points higher than his average, starting to put some things together now. So catcher Jackson reads the 9-0 hitter, the righty, and takes a fastball inside for ball one. Eric Green and my broadcast partner talked with Reitz in the pregame about his 2-home run, 5 RBI day on Sunday, which is a must-needed bounce back. Breaking ball, called strike of the knees. It's 1-1. I think just the way the Shuckers, you know, they had the perfect record going in, was just 1-2 minor league baseball teams to hold a 7-0 record. You drop the 1 in 5 innings on a dominant outing from Jared Schuster. And a curveball called strike on the inside corner and reaches behind 1-2. And so since you got shut out in the shortened game, you definitely want to end Sunday on a high note, carry some momentum coming back into here. And 1-2, Reitz swings through. Fastball 93 for strike three. That's now 5 strikeouts for Davis Martin. Again, he's got a punch out in each of the first 5 innings. Now, Martin came in with 11 strikeouts on the season. Season high is 6. He had in 5 innings on opening day against Rocket City, which allowed 2 runs in that contest. His team, unfortunately, lost 8-2. Runner off, Zamora to second base. Pitch called strike, throw down a second. And sliding in feet first is Freddie Zamora, as he's got a stolen base in this one, his second of the season.
Yeah, sorry, Thomas, you figure they were going to be off and running tonight, and Zamora, after he gets on with a single, just a prime candidate to take an extra 90 feet.
Again, pitch was called a strike. Zamora now 2-for-2, and the 0-1, Mitchell fans on the changeup for a strike. It's 0-2. Well, Mitchell 2-for-2 nights so far. One out, runner at second base, trying to drive home his second run. You mentioned if Mitchell can even get on and a single and could wreak some havoc on the base paths. As Mitchell flies one, shallow left field. Shortstop Rodriguez calls off. Sosa makes the catch just on the outfield grass. And so Mitchell, is retired for the first time tonight. So with 2 outs and Zamora still at second base, up to Felix Valerio, the second baseman, to drive him home. Walked in the opening inning and then struck out swinging to end the second. right-hander. As Martin stepped off first base, however, now climbs back on. Here is back towards second. And Zamora kicks home. And rips a fastball on the inside corner for a called strike. One as Valerio, one hopper right into the chest of Sosa. High throw to first, but it's in time to beat Valerio by two steps. And Mari gets out of the fourth inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, and Zamora is left at second base. We head to the home half of the fourth inning. 1-0 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie. Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Carlos Luna taking his second time through this Birmingham Barons order. First pitch, breaking ball, is tapped right back to the mound, but it glanced off Tyler Desvoney's front side. First strike one. 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up, and Desvoney, Cespedes, and Rodriguez. This bomb the fourth inning, 1-0 Shuckers. One run on three hits, no errors for Biloxi, no runs on two hits, and no errors for Birmingham. And a breaking ball has Desvoney off balance. It's quickly 0-2. Well, Desvoney had a good start to this game. A double down the left field line, a hit and run, put runners on second. Third with just one out, but Luna worked out of it. As a late swing by Desvoney just to stay alive. Lines it just above the Shuckers dugout, third base side of the netting. Now remains 0-2. Luna gets a sign from the catcher, eats 0-2. And as Loney lunges and just taps it right towards Mike Guerrero, third base dugout manager for the Biloxi Shuckers. Luna searching for his second strikeout today, 0-2. Desvoney glanced off, I think, behind the back of Luna, but right to Zamora, the shortstop behind the second base bag. And it puts Desvoney away.
Luna looks like he's mad at himself, and I think it's because he nearly touched that ball, and if he would have, he would have deflected it away and taken away an opportunity for the play. And I think that's just an example where he says, look, I know how my fielders are shifted. I know that, you know, Zamora is pretty much right there behind me. It's so hard to fight your natural reflexes, but you got to let it go, and he just did there.
First pitch off the edge of the bat, fly down first base out of the play. Yeah, just a sharp hit ground ball, and try to be on SportsCenter tomorrow and tonight behind the back snag. As you said, Zamora positioned perfectly up the middle. And 0-1 to Cespedes. Was late on the breaking ball up in the zone. It's 0-2. Joelki Cespedes, excuse me. Right-handed hitting center fielder is behind 0-2. Fastball up and away, 1-2. Nobody on, one gone, bottom four, 1-0 Biloxi. Infield position just a bit, hugging the second base bag on the right side. As fastball 90 hovers the outside corner, Reitz trying to frame it. No call though from Dexter Kelly, our home plate umpire, 2-2. And Luna deals. As Cespedes got a piece of it, but Reitz could hang on. Like a tap before he had the chance to. It hit the dirt. Two again. As Cespedes pounds this one to deep right center field. Weaver going back on it. And he gets out for a solo home run. Cespedes' third of the season. And he knocks this game back up at one apiece in the fourth.
Well, it's tough for Luna. He thought that he had gotten a called third strike down at the bottom of the zone, and then a couple of pitches later, Cespedes shoots it the other way, and it knots the game.
So here is Jose Rodriguez. Shortstop takes a breaking ball down in the zone for ball one. Cespedes now leading the team with his third. Didolo has two. It is the team's eighth home run of the season. As foul back to the screen. Count back even 1-1. Also tying the team lead with seven RBI is also held by Greg Dietlo. Trickled up the third base side, but again, Rodriguez in the batter's box, and that's why Cespedes is batting cleanup. Guy who can scorch with the long ball and drive in runs. So you want in the four spot. Luna ahead though on Rodriguez. 1-2. And Sider runs off the outside corner. 2-2.
You know, Cespedes doesn't have the body of a prototypical cleanup hitter. Just 5'9", but he's added a lot of weight to that body.
2-2, and Rodriguez lunges and punches a foul first base side. 2-2 still. Well, he's not no Dan Vogelback, that's for sure.
Nope.
The Pittsburgh Pirates now. Big presence at first base. Power in that barrel. And 2-2 rolled over third base side. Right into the Shuckers dugout.
Looks like Tyler Herb is sitting there.
Needs a hammock there or something. Hanging at the end of the steps and almost try to make a play on it. And Slider down and away again. Rodriguez was leaning over home plate thinking about it, but able to lay off. It's full of 3-2. So Dietolo on deck for the Barons. 3-2 is fouled back just below us in the press box, and it ricochets off. Goes right down to the seats behind home plate. We had a chance to get up here. Payoff again. His breaking ball is launched high in the air down the right field line. Way foul.
You know, the Barons putting together a lot longer at bats now. Luna working through the second and third in a relatively low pitch count.
3-2 again. Down and away, ball four. Tried to nibble the slider just one more time, and Rodriguez is able to lay off. home run also snapped a nine-batter streak that Luna had retired. As Nick Childs, the pitching coach, comes out from the third base dugout for the first time tonight. Well, definitely you think giving up the home run, you're in such a groove, retiring nine in a row, and then a solo home run and a well-worked at-bat by Jose Rodriguez. Just trying to get things back on track here.
Yeah, fouled off six pitches and a 10-pitch at-bat. And that was after Nesloni grounded out on three pitches. Luna was just barely over 40 for the game here in the fourth inning. But now after those two long battling at-bats between the Cespedes home run and the walk to Rodriguez, he's now up to 58. Still has filled up the zone a lot. 42 of them have been for strikes. But he's not getting a lot of chase on his slider tonight. That's a pitch that isn't getting swung at.
First pitch, Dino lines it down the right field line, but foul. Well, Dino, remember, he flew out to deep left center field. Garrett Mitchell, the center fielder, tracked it down right on the edge of the warning track. Right by the Shuckers bullpen. Runner at first base, one gone, the 0-1. As Dudelo chops it right to Dillon at first, pivots towards second, and Zamora on a low throw could make the grab. His glove was near the dirt and it just trickled out. Couldn't secure it. And that'll be the Shuckers' first error tonight.
Yeah, just a low throw that time by Dillard. The one you would expect Zamora to dig out. It was going to be tough to turn a double play. But unfortunately, the Shuckers not able to even get one out of it.
That is one thing the Shuckers have struggled this season. Now their 16th error. They came in 7th in fielding percentage on the season. Only the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Because they had two more errors on the season before. Runner going off the third base, swung on a miss, throw down to second, and they got him. Valerio tags out Dedalo, so Reitz ends up going to second base, and they do still get the second out. This time, though, runner Rodriguez swipes third.
Well, Rodriguez is over at third base, but that's big because normally the trailer thinks that the run's going to go, or the throw is going to go to third. So they're not always running as hard as the man trying to steal third.
And check swing. And he goes around, says the first base umpire. It did appear that Rowdy Reed did go around. It's 0-2.
Well, it was a close play. On initial glance, it looked like Dedalo might have been safe.
0-2 fastball. Well, missing just away. 1-2. Yeah, it really did. It was a bang-bang play, and Valerio coming in and throw is right on the money. Right side of the base. Good tag by Valerio. They got him. And 1-2 chopper up the middle. Top play for Zamora. Sliding grab from the outfield. Grasp, but throws offline. An RBI single from Rowdy Reed. It gives the Barons a 2-1 lead. And so the error comes back to hurt him.
By the way, it is worth noting, Thomas, they did not give an error on that play. Just gave it as a fielder's choice.
Fouls it up the first base line for strike one.
But I'm with you. I thought for sure they were probably going to give that as an E3 that allowed Rodriguez to advance. But they did not. They just ruled it a straight fielder's choice with the runner Rodriguez advancing to second.
As 0-1 line right back up the middle in the center field. Reed will turn around second base but go right back. And runners on first and second now, is still two gone. It really looked like a play at first base. You know, something you see plenty of times. I thought the error would have been there, but nonetheless, run did come in to score. And now more traffic on the bases here with two outs in the fourth inning. Fastball down and into the shoe tops. Runs Zucino out to the left-hander's batter's box. So it's 1-0, excuse me.
The right-hander Robbie Hitt has gotten up and started loosening for the Shuckers out of their pen.
And 1-0 sinks low. 2-0, and it is tough for a pitcher. Asking to get extra outs in an inning. Which Luna probably feels he should be out of this fourth inning. And 2-0 down to Dana. It's 3-0. And obviously Childs are making his visit out, so any other visit from the dugout. See Mike Guerrero getting a little limber down there. Bumped up from his seat. Inside, ball four on the slider. So bases are loaded with two outs, and here comes Mike Guerrero, and that's going to do it for Carlos Luna tonight. He retired nine in a row at one point, but the Barons, a solo home run from Cespedes. Rowdy Reed drives home the other run, a single. And then a single by Rusconi and Destino has loaded the bases with two outs, and we'll step aside here at Bridges Field. Get you all the numbers on Robbie Hitt as he enters the ball game. Listen to Bloxy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Again, Robbie Hitt, the new pitcher, into the game with the bases loaded in two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning as he'll face Gilbert Sanchez. Right-hander Hitt picks up first pitch. Inside corner called strike with a slider.
Yeah, for Hitt, it's his third appearance of the season. No record, no ERA. Does have a hold in four innings, one hit allowed. He's walked two and struck out five in 17 batters faced.
0-1 from Hitt. And the slider sinks low. It's 1-1. One of the biggest stories has been the inherited runners for the Shuckers pitching staff this season. And which it has come in with two inherited runners. As that's lined up the middle, Valerio to his right on the edge of the grass makes the play. Looked like he was going to score at least two runs there. But a sharp line up to the second baseman ends the threat. But the Barons, they do get two runs in the inning. Cespedes solo blast. Rowdy Reed drives home the other on a single, but three men left on base. Barons 2, Shuckers 1 after 4 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Rocket Pest Control is now Alliance Pest Control, with over 40 years of serving the Gulf Coast, helping residents with pest and termite problems. If you're building a new home or business or need pest control service for your existing property, Alliance is the one to call. Local folks with the knowledge to get the job done right. Alliance Pest Control is also the expert to call for soil treatment with new construction. Call them today at 228-215-3117. That's 228-215-3117. Alliance Pest Control.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Top of the fifth inning, two runs by the Baron, and the bottom of the fourth inning as Joey Umer will start things off on the right side. And Umer swings through the first pitch, and we'll send it back to Garrett Green. Again, I owe you a strike.
I think we're even. I think so. So Weimer swings through for strike one. Weimer, Dylan McGee, the 3-2 up for the Shuckers. Here's the pitch. Weimer checks his swing on a low outside breaking ball. And the count 1-1 to the Shuckers right fielder. Weimer so far tonight 0-2, fly to center back in the first and grounded out sharply to short his last time up in the third. Shuckers loaded the bases in the first inning but were unable to get across a run. Right-hander Davis Martin, a deep bend, and now sets up most of the way in the 1-1. And Weimer hits this high in the air but playable in straightaway center field. Cespedes two steps to his right, and he'll reach up and haul it in as Weimer flies out to straightaway center.
Well, the good news is that Joe Weimer, he's been on time for two baseballs now. He's flied out to center both the first and now the fifth inning, and Cespedes that last time barely had a move at all. It was hit basically right at him.
Just a little too far underneath it. And so now with one gone, here's Thomas Dillard. Right-hander Martin deals. And Dillard swinging for the right field porch comes up empty for a strike. It's 0-1. Thomas 0-1 tonight. Struck out his last time up in the third. Andrew will walk in the first. Five walks and five strikeouts for Davis Martin tonight as he sails this one high and out of the range of the catcher, Rowdy Reed. And the count, 1-1. Martin now at 78 pitches, 49 of them strikes tonight, the 1-1. And Hillard takes a cutter that comes over the strike zone. And it's now 1-2 to Thomas. Second baseman Sanchez is playing halfway between first and second, all the way back to the edge of the outfield grass. 1-2, and Hillard takes outside with a slider, and the count is 2-2. Shortstop Rodriguez is playing mostly up the middle, about five paces to the left of second and all the way back. Third baseman Sosa is still relatively close to the bag for a left-handed hitter, as Dillard swings and misses at a fastball at 91 at the top of the zone. Sixth K of the game for Martin. Two gone and Ashton McGee the batter, with the Barons leading the Shuckers 2-1. Biloxi taking a 1-0 lead in the second by virtue of the RBI double by Garrett Mitchell. Ball that Tyler Nesloni lost in the lights out in shallow left field with two outs. McGee waits in the pitch and
Ashton takes high and away for a ball, 1-0.
Yeah, 6 strikeouts, now a season high, or ties a season high.
Sat down the 1-0. And McGee bounces this foul first base side. On the count is 1-1. Take a look at Mark. Oh, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I was just saying, we got two really big strikeouts in that first inning, and he's kind of been off and running. You just wonder if the Shuckers needing to capitalize more in that opening inning.
Might have let him off the hook a little bit. Sat down the 1-1. And McGee takes Lowen inside. And the count, 2-1. You know, you look at Martin in 2019, which was his first full professional season, spent the entire year with single-A Kannapolis, went 9-9 with a 5.04 ERA in 27 outings. Set on the 2-1, and McGee takes a big swing and comes up empty. It's now 2-2. However, he threw 144 and two-thirds innings and struck out 156, walked just 38 in that span. Set and the 2-2. And McGee watches a fastball on the outside half for a called third strike. 7 strikeouts through 5 one-run innings for Davis Martin tonight. And as we head on to the bottom of the fifth, it's the Barons 2 and the Shuckers 1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. And we're gonna let it burn, burn, burn.
Two-one in favor of the Barons here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The right-hander Robbie hit. It's Lenin Sosa to lead it off, and his first pitch is a breaking ball low and outside, 1-0. The third baseman for the Barons. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Birmingham tonight as the fastball is low from hit. Meanwhile, 1 run, 3 hits, and 1 error for the Shuckers. They have gone back and ruled that play in the fourth inning a fielder's choice and an error on Freddie Zamora on the failed catch. 2-0 is muscled down into right field. Will it be Weimer? Will it be Mitchell? It will be Joey Weimer in right center field to reach up and haul it in, and Sosa is retired. One gone, and Tyler Nezeroni, the hitter.
Well, Robbie hit last inning, too. Just continue to do what he's done so far this season and coming in big spots and answer the call, and really the whole Shuckers bullpen has done so. It's now 14 runners left on, 14 base runners inherited, just 2 scoring so far to start this season.
It has been part of the successful recipe, the Shuckers 8-1 start so far, as the first pitch is a backdoor slider for a strike to the left-hander Nezeloni. Next one's fouled back. That's well off to Arla, but came in quick, and it's 0-2 to Nezeloni. Well, for Tyler Nezeloni, this is his 579th game at the AA level. made his Double-A debut in 2017 with Mississippi as this pitch misses outside. And the count of ball and two strikes to the left fielder. We saw a lot of Nezloni in 2018 when he played in 125 games with the Mississippi Braves. 1-2. This is bounced on the ground. Valerio charges on, gets it off of the second hop. Chest high, underhanded. Toss maybe a little high, but Dillard is able to corral it. 4-3 in there, two gone. And remember, Nezloni was traded last season. He was one of those deals that Atlanta wheeled and dealed close to the deadline and was sent from Atlanta to the White Sox. Just a straight-up trade. There was nothing else attached to it. As this pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0 to Joelky Cespedes, who tied the game an inning ago with a solo home run. Set ammo 1-0. This is down low to Cespedes. Two balls and no strikes. 2-1 in favor of the Barons. Bases empty and two gone here in the bottom of the fifth inning at Regions Field. And number one of six between the Shuckers and the Barons. 2-0. This is a high chopper that's out to short. Zamora ends up with a chest high, makes a strong throw, and Dillard gloves and coolly tags the runner on his back as he goes by. Cespedes doesn't think so, but it's a 6-3 ground out. And a 1-2-3 fifth inning for Robbie Hinn. So we head on to the sixth. Shuckers trailing by a run at 2-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, it looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, it looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Went in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed.
Start of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Birmingham Barons 2-1. Day is over. The right-hander Davis Martin. They give way to the new right-hander added to the roster today, Yoelvin Sylvan.
Sylvan, he just said, added to the roster today, 22 years old, was 1-0 in two appearances out of the bullpen for High A Winston-Salem in five innings, allowed three hits, no runs, just one walk and struck out four. Last year played at three different levels, though.
As the first pitch to Tristan Lutz is a slider at the knees for a called strike.
And he did pitch for the Barons in four games. And got rocked for four earned runs and 4 2/3.
Righty the 0-1. And Lutz thinks about it, takes in a slider down around the knees, is called a strike. And it's quickly 0-2 to Tristan Lutz. Lutz so far today, 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout, 0-2. And he watches a slider low. No reason to go in anything different for Silva. So the count 1-2 to Tristan. The set and the 1-2. And a fastball is high. And so the count has gone even at two balls and two strikes. Sylvan nods in agreement and the 2-2. And Lutz fights this one off foul back of home right side. And so the count will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, so far for the Barons, their bullpen has been what has done them in. The set and the offer, and that is swung through and missed. And so Lutz strikes out for the second time tonight. First strikeout for Sylvan. One gone, and Gabe Holt will be the batter.
I think that's why, you know, Sylvan being added to the roster, you're seeing what we can maybe be for this bullpen. I read you the numbers of how he was pitching really well in Winston-Salem. That's all it takes. You start to building up a couple guys, your go-to guys, and then it kind of trickles down from there.
As the first offer to Holt is a fastball at 92, been there for a strike, 0-1. Well, for Sylvan, it's his second time that he has been to Birmingham. He did pitch here for the Barons in 2021. 0-1, and that is at the knees with a slider to Holt. 6'1", 195-pound right-hander from Samana in the Dominican Republic. The righty, the 0-2 to Holt. And Gabe is just able to foul this one off. And it looks like that foul ball caught a piece of our home plate umpire, Dexter Kelly. We'll stay at 0-2. A little bit of an extra time given here to Kelly so he can collect himself a little bit before the next offer to Holt. One going in the bags empty, and Sylvan working from the extreme first base side of the rubber. The right-hander is 0-2, and that is bounced on the ground, but behind first base it's scooped up by Destino, and he will win the short foot race to first and beat Holt. Two gone, and Freddy Zamora is the batter.
Well, seems like all of a sudden that Shucker is just having too many men on base. Seven or eight in a row, retired. Lead off single from Freddy Zamora.
Yeah, that's the last man who reached was Zamora back at the fourth as the pitch is a slider inside for ball one. So Freddy has been on base twice tonight, singled and stole second his last time up in the fourth, walked and scored the only run of the game in the second. As he checks his swing on a slider low. 2 balls and 0 strikes. We just hope that maybe a couple of days off in the series against Mississippi as he swings and goes down to a knee on an inside fastball. And maybe that helped get him on the right path. We're starting the early goings of the season off with just a couple of hits. 2-2 checks his swing and a slider is there, on the 2-1 to bring it to 2-2. Sylvan not wasting any time. The break even. And that's taken down low with a slider. So the count is run full to Zamora. Jackson Reitz scheduled to hit next. And waiting on deck for the Shuckers. No action in Biloxi's bullpen. And none for the Barons either. 3-2. And a breaking ball is bounced foul. Mike Guerrero backs up on it one step. And great to start a double play, but Mikey steps back. G.G. Reamer has primarily been the first base coach for Biloxi this year. They have not been going with a player at first. The set and the 3-2 again. And Freddie bounces another one over towards Mike Guerrero. That one's past him down the left field line. And we'll have to wait just an extra second as the left fielder, Nesloni, goes and retrieves the foul ball. A good job by Zamora to keep working the count. But again, no one out in the Shuckers bullpen right now throwing, so it looks like when we do get to the bottom of this sixth inning, it's going to be Robbie Hitt yet again. Hitt, a New England native that shouldn't be bothering him with the cooler temps tonight. 3-2. And that's a slider over for a call, third strike. 1-2-3 inning for Uelvin Sylvan out of the bullpen for the Barons. And Birmingham pitching has retired the last 9 in a row. We head on to the bottom of the sixth. It's the Barons 2 and the Shuckers 1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Half of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Birmingham Barons 2-1. Due up here in the bottom of the sixth, it'll be Jose Rodriguez, Craig Dietolo, and Rowdy Reed. It's the right-hander Robbie Hitt who is back out for his second full inning of work. Right-hander Hitt also operating from that extreme first base side of the slab deals. And the first one is bounced on 3 hops. It takes a funny spin, but Zamora stays with it. It draws Dillard off the bag with his throw, but he yet again tags the runner out as he goes by. So the last 2 balls that have been hit to Zamora, he has not put it on the line to first, and Dillard, with the large first baseman's mitt, has been able to snag and tag all in one motion. Going in, Craig Dietolo, the hitter for the Barons. Shuckers took a 1-0 lead in the first inning when Zamora walked and then scored on a double to left field by Garrett Mitchell. It was twilight at the time, and the left fielder Tyler Nesloney lost the fly ball in the lights, and it fell about 5 feet behind him. The set and the first pitch, and a check swing, and Dietolo can't hold up. He goes around, and it is strike 1. Right-hander Carlos Luna was cruising into the fourth inning as the 0-1. And the slider's in around the shins for a ball, 1-1. It was until Joelki Cespedes hit his 3rd home run of the season. A solo shot the opposite way, tied the game at 1. Rodriguez walked a fielder's choice and an error put 2 men on as the 1-1. This is fouled off. And then an RBI single by Rowdy Reed gave the Barons the lead. Dietolo 0-for-2 with that fielder's choice back in the fourth, and a line drive out to deep center field his first time up in the second. Hit Reddy's chest high, and the 1-2. This is inside with a slider, and the count is 2-2. Hit throws a fastball and a slider. He's just a 2-pitch pitcher out of the bullpen. Remember, he did say he worked on a changeup this offseason. We just haven't seen him throw it very much in games. 2-2, and as if on command, there it is. He gets Dietolo to rip and miss for a strikeout. Just the 2nd strikeout of the game for the Shuckers. And with 2 gone, it's Rowdy Reed. You know, I think that's so important as well for Hitt. And he said he really wanted to add a 3rd pitch primarily because then he gets something moving the opposite direction. It was kind of what we saw out of Quinton Torres Costa when he was here with the Shuckers in 2018. As this is fouled off by Reed right at the plate, it's 0-1. Torres Costa threw what we referred to as a frisbee slider. It came out of his hand at kind of a sidearm motion, and it had a ton of horizontal break to it. Wasn't particularly fast. It wasn't a particularly tight pitch either. It didn't have that tight bite to it. The 0-1. And this is looped out into left field and a base hit. Lutz runs it down as it gets out to the left field wall, turns and throws, and Reed settles back in at first base. So a bullet single. There was nothing looped about that. That was lined out into left field. And the second hit of the night for Rowdy Reed. He's on with two gone, and it'll be Jagger Rosconi to bat.
Yeah, pitch that just tailed right on the inside corner in quick hands by Rowdy Reed, and that thing was a bullet to the left field wall just to the right of the 320 sign, and so it was so hard hit, and Lutz got over there in a hurry, held to just a long single.
Ashton McGee tried to climb up and grab it, but it was hit well above his head and down the left field line as the first pitch to Rosconi misses down low for a ball, 1-0.
You know what Ian Eagle would say, you know, the CBS broadcaster, you try to climb the imaginary ladder.
Yep.
Not high enough.
1-0. And that is bounced foul first base side. He went around the handle with a fastball that was fouled off. And so the count is 1-1 to Rosconi. They have guys who have played the infield for the Shuckers who have climbed the ladder on more than one occasion. Men on first is Reed, the 1-1. And this is fouled off. Another slider that time. The count is now 1-2 to Rosconi. Rosconi is the first name on our all-Southern League name team. Don't think anybody from Pensacola or Mississippi has earned their way on there yet.
Yeah, he is the honorable member. First one in.
Initial inductee. Set in the 1-2. And a swing and a miss, and Robbie hit. Strikes out his second. He gives up just a single in a scoreless sixth inning. That sends us on to the seventh here at Regents Field. The Shuckers trail the Barons 2-1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Start of the seventh inning. Birmingham Barons leading the Biloxi Shuckers 2-1. Jackson Reitz gets it going. Yoelvin Silva out to keep throwing for the Barons. And to take you through the seventh, here's Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Gary. You mentioned Yoelvin Silva back on the hill. The righty wheels and deals from the windup. His first pitch is a slider down and away that Jackson Reitz, the 9-0 hitter, lays off for ball one. Well, Silva came in his first full inning, an inning ago. Coming right back with the same pitch inside corner for called strike. Davis Martin, five innings on the hill, three hits, just one earned run. And Reed's out in front of the off-speed. It's 1-2. Struck out a season-high seven, Martin did. Did walk five, though. extra traffic on the bases that he did maneuver around. Allowing just the one run on really just a ball lost to the lights. Otherwise, the Shuckers would be scoreless. And they still trail just 2-1. Still a chance in this one with 9 outs to play with. And Silva's 1-2. Breaking ball, waved down and missed for strike three. There were plenty of sliders in that at bat, and Reed's down on strike for the second time tonight.
Well, yeah, that is the pitch that Sylvan has had the most success with in his short time in this game. And really, it's because he came right out of the bullpen and threw a couple of them over the plate for strikes to Lutz. And so even if these guys are recognizing it out of the hand, they have to swing.
Good news for the Shuckers, top of the order. Gary Mitchell takes a fastball, 92 for a called strike. Mitchell 2-for-3, popped out his last time, a shortstop though. Granted, he had the ball lost in the lights, resulted in a double. Did single in the first though, on a ground ball, well hit in the hole. 0-1 slider, back picked by the catcher, Rowdy Reed, and it's back even 1-1. Base is empty, one gone. Top of the seventh inning. As Mitchell tomahawks one right to the first baseman, Destino. He'll take it himself and beats Garrett Mitchell by a step.
That's another one where Mitchell out of the box has such great speed and muscling down the line. So you put the pressure on the defense, but Destino a lot closer to first when he got that ball than Mitchell was.
So quickly two gone. And Silver is tired. All five he has faced. Fastball outside for ball one to the right-hander. Felix Valerio, the second baseman, who walked his first time around. A strikeout on a ground down. Call strike. It's 1-1. Silva working on a quick pace here. Valerio skies it deep center field. Cespedes backs up now to his left, just to the right of the 400 side, and puts it away. Six up, six down for Yoelvin Silva in his Birmingham Barons debut in 2022. It's stretch time here at Regents Field. 2-1 our score. Barons on top of the Shuckers. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on April 29th for Fireworks Friday as the Shuckers take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Half of the seventh inning at Regents Field. 2-1 our score in favor of the Barons. Robbie hit now on a 6 1/3 scoreless streak to start the season as his evening is over after 2 1/3 innings. And new pitch on the mound is Harold Chirino.
Yeah, Chirino making his fourth appearance for the Shuckers. No record, a 2.25 ERA. Four innings, one run on four hits.
He's hit two batters, hasn't walked anybody, though, and has struck out five for the right-hander Harold Chirino.
So close the line on Robbie. Hit two and a third. Scoreless inning has allowed just one hit. Didn't walk anybody and struck out two. So Chirino, who's really been the setup man so far this year, comes in the seventh inning. Just a one-run ball game. First pitch down and inside to Alex Destino for ball one, the first baseman. Finishing the third time for the order. 9-1-2 due up. You're in the seventh. And a breaking ball. Outside corner, called strike. It's 1-1. Chirino, the righty, from the first base side of the rubber from the stretch, goes back to the breaking stuff. This time it's in the dirt. 2-1. Well, Chirino, two out of his three appearances has come in the eighth, and the other one in the sixth. And a little bit of everything so far this year as well. As fastball high and tight at 90 miles an hour. That's a wake-up call for Destino. He's ahead 3-1, though. Chirino's come in when his team has been leading, once when his team was trailing, and once when it was tied. So comes in a lot of close games this year. And 3-1, kneeling on the inside corner. It's a ball four, though. And probably not the way he wanted to start his outing with leadoff. Walk to the 9-0 hitter. So brings up Albert Sanchez, the second baseman. He's had plenty of hard hit balls today. Single down the right field line in the first, lined out to right in the third, and lined out to second an inning later. And Torino's fastball is in the zone on the outside corner, called strike. Here's the runner on first base. Nobody gone here, bottom seven. And 0-1. Breaking ball down and in. It's 1-1. A hard time pounding the zone in this outing so far. Chirino, gray pants rolled up to expose the Black Sox. Ground ball hit on the right side. Shuffling to his left is Valerio. Goes to second for one. He gets it and back over to first. He turns it. Our first double play of the game, and it comes at a big time 4-6-3 style. And that double play is brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, MGM Park. The DoubleTree Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. So just like that, the twin killer. And two outs, bases empty. Breaking ball hops in to Lenin Sosa. Chirino nods. And the 1-0. Breaking ball roped right at Zamora. Went down and needed to get it, but a line out to the shortstop to end the inning. So a scoreless inning tossed by Harold Chirino. It's still just a 2-1 Barons lead. We played seven at Regents Field. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
And we've reached the eighth inning here in Birmingham, where the Shuckers still trailing the Barons 2-1. And a new pitcher on the mound, Lincoln Hensman. And with that, we send it back over to Garrett Green and take you the rest of the way home.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. So it will be the right-hander Hensman. 6'2", 205-pound right-hander taken by the Chicago White Sox in the fourth round of the 2017 draft out of Louisville. The former Cincinnati product, Joey Weimer, to lead it off for the Shuckers here. Biloxi looking for a rally, trailing by a run here in the eighth. First pitch, and Weimer takes a healthy cut and a miss at a breaking pitch. It is 0-1. Joey 0-3 today. He's flied out to center twice and grounded out to short back in the third. Set and the 0-1. And a little check swing tapper up the first baseline. It's 0-2. For the right-hander, Hensman made his way up to Birmingham in 2019 as a starter. 15 games, all 15 of them starts. Went 4-6 with a 5.56 ERA. 0-2 when Weimer takes high at 94. And the count is a ball and two strikes. As a matter of fact, in the minor leagues, 53 of his 66 appearances have been starts for the right-hander. 1-2, and Weimer hits this on a line out towards the right field gap. That's going to get down and roll for a minute, and it's all the way past the right fielder Didolo to the wall. Weimer thinks about third but holds up, and it's a leadoff double for Joey Weimer, and the Shuckers immediately have the tying run in scoring position.
Well, that's just the impact that Joey Weimer can make on your lineup. Having a quiet night tonight, pair of flyouts and a ground out coming in, and then a leadoff double, and now sets up the offense. Better try to tie this ball game up.
So man on with nobody gone, and Thomas Dillard coming to bat. He's been operating from the third base side of the slab, kicks and fires. And Dillard watches a fastball high and away for a ball, 1-0. This is the fourth appearance of the season for Hensman out of the bullpen. No record, a 2.08 ERA, 4 1/3 innings, just one run allowed. On a home run, he's walked 4 and struck out 7. Set on the 1-0. And Dillard watches a fastball knee high for a called strike from our home plate umpire, Dexter Kelly. And the count is 1-1. Thomas with a walk in the first. He has struck out in each of his two times up since. Both of those were against the right-hitter Davis Martin, who went the first five innings tonight. Set and the 1-1. And Dillard swings through an elevated fastball. And the count is 1-2 now to Thomas. Right-hander Yoel Vinsilva, two frames after Davis Martin. Three strikeouts, six up, six down. Weimer on second with his double off of Hensman. As the 1-2 to Dillard. And he takes down low. Fastball that missed downstairs. And so the count, two balls and two strikes to Dillard. Ashton McGee waiting on deck for the Shuckers. Defense is shifting much more for Dillard at this point. Rodriguez is almost straight up the middle, the shortstop. The 2-2. And Dillard swings and misses. Throwing a fastball at the bottom of the zone. Thomas might have gotten a piece of it, but it's the third strikeout of the night for Dillard. One gone.
And your hope with special lefty at the plate, you can at least just pull a ground ball on the right side of the infield and try to get Weimer to third base.
So now another left-handed hitter in Ashton McGee. Right-hander Hensman, kind of a closed stance as he gets ready to deal. They look to second and the pitch. And that's taken a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 at 95 to McGee. McGee 0 for 2 this evening. Struck out in the fifth, walked in the third, and struck out in the first. Shuckers had the bases loaded with one out in the first. Looks like a mighty missed opportunity in this one at 2-1. Next offer from Hinsman, and he misses away with a fastball. Count one ball and one strike to McGee. McGee with an open stance as he waits from the back of the batter's box, slightly towards home plate. Shoulders and chest are really facing out towards third base, and his hands hover over the inside edge of the plate as the 1-1 is swung through and missed from the back foot breaker. And so the count is 1-2 now to McGee. Lemur on second after his double. Just the fourth hit of the night for the Shuckers. Well, two runs on six hits for the Barons. Look back to second and the 1-2. And McGee takes low and inside. Reed with a good slide to his right to stifle that ball and keep it right in front of him and keep Weimer at second. And so the count 2-2 now to McGee. A left fielder Nisloni is straight away just a few steps in. Cespet is straight away in center field, playing medium depth, and relatively deep and right is Didolo, though he's still in front of the track. 2-2. McGee fouls it off left side. And so the count stays at two balls and two strikes to Ashton McGee. Well, second baseman Sanchez is deep at second and almost halfway between first and second. Destino at first is only about two paces inside of the outfield grass and about five inside of the first base line. The 2-2. And this is bounced foul. McGee stays alive. Weimer was off galloping to third. Trying to do anything he can to get into scoring position with the Shuckers trailing 2-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. A third baseman, Sosa, is still close to third base, not where you would normally expect a big shift for a left-handed hitter. McGee has stayed alive in this at-bat. Another 2-2, and he swings and misses. It's held on to by the catcher, Reed, and it's another strikeout for Hinsman.
Well, this is what the Barons pitching has done so far. Remember, Davis Martin did something similar with bases loaded and just one out, back-to-back punch outs in the first inning.
So now it all falls down to Tristan Lutz for the Shuckers, trying to come through with the first hit with men in scoring position tonight. As Lutz hits this one in the air, out into deep right field. Backing up on it is Didolo, but as his feet go on to the sender, out in deep right field, he brings it in. So Weimer is stranded at second. And as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Shuckers are still down a run, 2-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. And as we head that way, 10 seconds for station identification.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Who wants a free T-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed shirt every week. Join us on April 26th for an exclusive Shuckers space-themed tee presented by the People's Bank. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom half of the eighth inning, Shuckers trailing the Barons by a run. It'll be Tyler Nesloney to lead it off for Birmingham, and he takes the first pitch low and outside with a fastball from the right-hander Harold Chirino, 1-0. Nesloney 1-for-3 tonight, the 1-0. And he can't check his swing, tips the ball into the mitt of the catcher, Reitz. And the count is 1-1. Nesloney doubled back in the first inning. Runners on second and third with only one out. As the 1-1 is hit high in the air, deep left center field. Long run for Mitchell, going back on it. He stretches out, and he brings it in. Garrett Mitchell at a full sprint out in the deepest part of left center field takes one away from Tyler Nesloney. And that is the raw speed and athleticism of the Shuckers center fielder.
I mean, incredible speed by Mitchell. I thought there is no way he's going to get that baseball. And poor Tyler Nesloney and poor Craig Dinello today. They've been robbed.
Next one is a chopper off of the plate. It's knocked down by Chirino. He recovers it and underhands to first and very quickly. Joelki Cespedes is retired, and now they're two gone here in the eighth. Looking ahead to the Shuckers' ninth, it'll be Gabe Holt, Freddie Zamora, and Jackson Reitz, the three due up for the Shuckers. Biloxi does have Cam Devaney, Brent Diaz, Nick Kale, and maybe Noah Campbell available on the bench today. The pitch. And a first pitch slider is in there for a strike to the right-handed hitting Rodriguez. It is 0-1. Barons took the lead in the bottom of the fourth inning on a solo homer by Cespedes. That tied it as the fastball's tight, and it's 1-1. Then a walk, a fielder's choice, and throwing error, and an RBI single gave Birmingham their 2-1 advantage. 1-1. That's low and away with a slider. Count is 2-0. Shuckers tonight are now 0-for-10 with men in scoring position. They have left 8 men on base. Right-hander Chirino sets at the belt, and the 2-1. And a breaking ball is hit out into left field for a base knock. Scooping it up is Mitchell, and that will hold Rodriguez to a single. A two-out base runner for the Barons as Dedalo steps to the dish. Short leadoff of first by Rodriguez, and the pitch is high and away for Chirino, who licks his pointer and middle finger on his right hand after he missed high and away with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-0. Chirino wearing the pants rolled up just below the knees, showing the black socks as a quick spin and throw over to first. Right-hander wears full-length black sleeves, going all the way down to his wrists, out from underneath the gray jersey tuck. The 1-0. This is bounced weakly first base side. Dillard backs up on it, scoops it up, and goes to first to retire Dedalo easily. So two scoreless innings for Harold Chirino. Last call for the Shuckers as we move on to the ninth inning. Biloxi trailing by a run at 2-1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at MilnerRental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Last chance for the Shuckers, trailing it by a score of 2-1 as we go to the top of the ninth inning. It'll be the bottom third of the order. Gabe Holt, Freddie Zamora, and Jackson Reitz do up. The right-hander Lincoln Hinsman out for his second inning of work to try and close it out for the Barons. Holt in from the left side and Hinsman's first offer. And Holt hits a high chopper. Hinsman backs up on it. It's a foul ball. Holt is not out of the batter's box or out of the dirt circle. He's walking around after that went off of his foot. Thought it was going to be a close play, and then I looked and saw Gabe Holt walking behind home plate and realized something must have been amiss.
And a cold night like this as well, that's got to hurt a little bit extra for sure.
It was 66 at first pitch. It's 61 now, but feels a little chillier than that. So after the foul ball off of his foot, it's 0-1 to Holt. Hinsman kicks and fires. And a late swing and a miss on an inside fastball at 95. And the count is 0-2. Gabe 0-3 tonight. Flied to left in the second. Hit into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the third. And grounded out to first back in the sixth. 0-2. And he bounces this one weakly. Hinsman fields it on a hop and quickly underhands to first, and Holt is retired. 1-3 on the putout. So one going in, Freddie Zamora will be the hitter. Well, for the Shuckers, they are looking to avoid their lowest offensive output in a nine-inning contest this season. The lowest score the Shuckers have had in a nine-inning game was 3 runs. And their win against the Mississippi Braves last week, as Zamora takes a slider inside for a ball. Also scored 3 runs not 2 days ago on Sunday, but the Sunday before that when they topped the Wahoos 3-1. The time the Shuckers have scored less than that was back on Saturday night in a 5-inning game. 1-0, Zamora hits it in the air. Long run for Destino and Didolo towards the line. Didolo lays out, but it falls onto the warning track out of his grasp. Foul. Well, don't fault Craig Didolo. He gave all the effort that he could to get to that one. And so it is 1-1 to Freddie Zamora.
Yeah, some large foul grounds here at Regions Field. It kind of just bulges out right a little bit to MGM Park, and so a lot of ground to cover.
So a moment as Gilbert Sanchez, along with Destino and Didolo, reset. Right-hander Hinsman, the 1-1. And Zamora hits this one off the third base back fair, backing up on it, the third baseman Sosa. He'll haul it in, but that's a single off the base for Freddie Zamora. And Thomas, it's almost a shame, because if that doesn't hit the bag, Zamora is likely standing at second as the tying run.
Yeah, you think that one's going to get down in towards the corner, and which would put him in swarm position then and give him a double. So, yeah, no, I think I'm with you there. That doesn't hit the third base back. I think he might be at second base.
Well, he might be off and moving here as Jackson Reitz stands in and checks his swing on a slider low and away, 1-0. So second hit of the night for Zamora, third time that he's been on base. Zamora had 3 hits this season coming into tonight. He's already got a pair. Set by the right-hander Hinsman, and is 1-0. And Reitz thought about it, checked his swing, and took a fastball that ended up on the inner edge, about thigh high for a strike. It is 1-1. 2-1 in favor of the Barons here in the top of the ninth inning. One gone and a runner on first in Zamora. And a throw that way, and Zamora, who was casually leading off of the base, leans back in with a dive. And he's in front of the throw from Hinsman. Reed so far this evening 0 for 3. A couple of strikeouts and a pop out behind home plate. Set down the 1-1. And Reed busts his bat on a little fly ball out into shallow center field. And it's past the second baseman Sanchez and down in shallow field. Shallow center, we should say. And that's a busted bat single for Jackson Reed. It does the job and gets the runner into scoring position. So runners on first and second with one gone, and the lineup turns over. And with that, the Shuckers will pinch run as Noah Campbell will come into the ballgame over at first.
That's all it takes sometimes, just one of those bloop broken bat singles to really get something going. And now he got speed on both bases. You know, dangerous hitter with Garrett Mitchell, who's got speed himself.
And so this is where Mike Guerrero is going to utilize his bench. Got two catchers. You might as well use a pinch runner. It's the go-ahead run if you can bring him home. And now it's Mitchell against Hinsman. Right-hander deals. And the first offer is a fastball low at 94, 1-0. No action out in the Barons bullpen. So it looks like for right now, Hinsman is going to be tasked with this game. Zamora at second, Campbell at first, the 1-0. And Mitchell takes a breaking ball at the knees for a strike. It's 1-1. Garrett with a single the opposite way back in the first inning. That side of the infield is very open for Mitchell. Third baseman is playing pretty close to the bag. And the second, or the shortstop, Rodriguez, is behind second. Set and the 1-1. And Mitchell is late on a changeup, fading away from him for the left-handed hitter. The count is 1-2.
That's the fact, just because they want to hold Zamora on just ever so close to that bag, because he is such an important run.
But meanwhile, Campbell not being held on at all at first. Set and the 1-2. And Mitchell swings and misses on an inside changeup. Third K for Hinsman, and it all comes down to Felix Valerio for the Shuckers with two outs here in the ninth inning.
Well, the good news is for Felix, he's got his 10-game on base streak going. Don't have to worry about that, and trying to drive in a tying run now.
Man at second is Zamora. Man at first is Campbell, the pinch runner for Jackson Reitz. Set in the offer. And Valerio takes a slider, called a strike on the inner edge. Boy, that looked like it was inside. And it is called a strike just on the inner edge, 0-1. Valerio walked in the first. Since then has flied out, grounded out, and struck out. The 0-1. And he takes high. Missed with a slider that time. And the count is 1-1 to Valerio. Julie Weimer waiting on deck for the Shuckers. Right now, the important man is standing at second base in Freddy Zamora. The 1-1. And this is hit. A skipper behind second base, scooped up by Sanchez, who'll go to second for the force out and bring the ballgame to a close. The Barons take the first one in this six-game series. Your final score tonight, Birmingham 2 and Biloxi 1. When we come back, it's the post-game show. We'll take you back through this one and get you set for tomorrow's second game. Shuckers fall tonight. Post-game show next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game. using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie. Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to Regents Field. The Birmingham Barons topped the Biloxi Shuckers tonight by a final score of 2-1. Garrett Green with you here, Thomas Zinzarello alongside. And Thomas, the story of this game tonight, missed opportunities for the Shuckers.
Yeah, it really was, and you know, we talked about it a little bit on the broadcast, but you just felt like that first inning, the Shuckers had the starter, Davis Martin, right where they want it. Leadoff single, then a walk. Weimer flies out to center, but you get runners, or the base is loaded after another walk to Dillard with just one out. But then Martin comes up big, strikes out Ashton McGee, strikes out Tristan Lutz, left the base loaded in that inning. And then at the end of the game as well, where you have runners at first and second, you just can't drive him in. But even going back to the eighth inning, Joe Weimer leadoff double, and they can't drive him home. Two strikeouts and a flyout. Even a flyout to right field, he's getting a little bit closer home. And you know, that was kind of the Shuckers tonight, you know, in those first two series. They would have got maybe those runs in, and not all of them, maybe some of them. And tonight just didn't go their way. They about even in the hit column. Biloxi six hits, Birmingham seven hits. But again, I think they're fortunate, too, as well, to not be shut out of this game because they missed out on the opportunities and the run scoring on a lost fly ball. So
the only run on this one scored in the second for the Shuckers. Zamora drew a walk, moved to second on, and actually he didn't move at all. Garrett Mitchell with two outs hit a ball high in the air out into left field that Tyler Nisloni lost in the twilight skies. Honestly, also fortunate it fell about 5 feet behind him, and Zamora, who was often moving, came in and scored. Shuckers would put two men on base with two outs in the third, but weren't able to score there. On the other side of things, Carlos Luna was really in cruise control tonight until the fourth inning. He had retired nine consecutive batters, but then Joelky Cespedes gets a solo home run to right. Jose Rodriguez works a walk, advances to second on a fielder's choice and a drop ball at short that would have been the second out in the inning. That runner scores on an RBI single by Rowdy Reed, and then the Shuckers' bullpen did a good job the rest of the way, but unfortunately, the offense, 1-2-3 in the fifth, 1-2-3 in the sixth, 1-2-3 in the seventh, as you mentioned, a leadoff double in the eighth, and then a one-out single, followed by another single in the ninth to give yourself an opportunity, but Biloxi tonight 0-for-12 with many men in scoring position. They end up leaving 10 men on base, not going to win a ton of games that way.
Yeah, really, you're not going to win that many at all. And, again, that's why I think you're a little fortunate to be in this game because of that. And you talk about that big inning that they had as well. And that's, you got to tip your cap to really both sides. A really close, hard-fought game, both teams having chances. Carlos Luna started off well, as you said, and then just really ran into that home run. It just didn't seem like he was there past that. Obviously, the drop baseball, you know, doesn't help his case having to pitch four outs in that inning. But, again, you learn to move on in this game. It's a long season. And, again, there's still five games left in this series. Just game number one. And, again, I think losing a 2-1 game, not the worst thing in the world.
No, very well pitched from both sides. Give your credit to Davis Martin. Was able to navigate around five walks tonight, but ended up striking out seven as he gets his second win of the season for the Barons. Well, when we come back, we will take a look around the Southern League as well as the Brewers' affiliated scores. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back to Regents Field. Barons top the Shuckers tonight by a final score of 2-1. That's not the only action. Take a look at the rest of the Southern League. We turn you over to Thomas Zarella.
All four games in the Southern League tonight played under 3 hours.
How do you like that?
Including one between the Trash Pandas and the Smokies. A blistering 2 hours and 10 minutes. They got in and they got out of Smoky Stadium tonight. 4-1 final score. Trash Pandas improving to 7-3. Smokies falling to 5-4. Ryan Aguilar, former Shucker, getting in the ball game as well. Trey Cabbage, 0-3. He is one of the league leaders in a number of categories, so off night for him. But again, Trash Pandas, they are on top of the North Division standings. Biscuits winners, 5-4 in the season now, 5-1 over Pensacola. And this one will take you a little bit through this one. Yair Encarnacion, his third home run of the season. He's starting to pick things up after the slow start out of the gate. Greg Jones, RBI single, the third inning, tied the game. And Cameron Misner, another note as well, homered on a fly ball to deep right center field. Misner's second, as we talked about last time, I think we had the recap for the Biscuits.
Yeah, he was a guy who played for the Wahoos in 2021 and was traded in the offseason between the Rays organization and the Marlins organization.
Still staying in the South Division.
There
so.
You go.
And then our final game in the Southern League tonight, Mississippi bounces back. 5-3 winners over Chattanooga. M-Braves up to 3-7 on the season. Trey Bacon gets the win in this one. He pitched two innings out of the bullpen, allowing just one run. Freddie Tarnock, 4 2/3 on the start. 6 punch-outs for him. Looked really good tonight. Michael Harris, 1-4, drove in 2. And Drew Lugbauer, 2-hit night for him in 3 at-bats. Also drove in 2, walked, and also scored. Lugbauer doubled in the 5th. T.J. Hopkins as well tied the ball game in the 6th inning. Embry's went up 3-2 on the Lugbauer double. Scored Jesse Franklin. Hopkins homer is in the butt in the bottom of the 6th inning. Michael Harris doubled in, which would end up being the go-ahead and game-winning run. So kind of what we saw a lot for the Shuckers this season, back and forth. You know, one team scores at the bottom of the 5th, lookouts tied in the 6th, bomb the six. Embrace take the lead again. So really, all around the Southern League, same type of baseball, I'm pretty sure.
Sees all it goes, and a lot lower scoring. I think the pitchers out of spring training were trying to get it figured out, and now they've seen some hitters, they've gotten some live action, and now I think the scoring is coming down a little bit in the Southern League. Also, outside of tonight, it's starting to warm up. Ball doesn't jump as much off of the bat, but we'll continue to see as we go along. Thanks for a look at the Southern League scoreboard tonight, Thomas. As for the Brewers affiliated system, hey, good news, every other team in the Brewers organization won tonight. Bad news, the Shuckers, who have been the bell cows so far, fall this evening. The Nashville Sounds shut out Charlotte, so the AAA team's just following us around. They were playing Gwinnett last week, Braves affiliate, now they're playing the White Sox AAA affiliate. But this is really encouraging to see. Dylan File, who obviously had an injury that derailed his 2021 season a little bit, he got the start tonight. 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. He gets his first win of the season. Former Biloxi Shuckers Peter Strzelecki and Thomas Jenkins eats through a scoreless inning tonight. It was the Tyler White show tonight up in Nashville. He went 3-for-4 with a couple of RBIs, a double, and then a home run by John Singleton, his third of the season. That was a 2-run shot. And then you also had Alex Jackson, the former Mississippi Brave, hit a home run in tonight's game. Nashville 7-0 winners. Meanwhile, Wisconsin 3-2 winners over Quad Cities today. The big name that stands out in this one is Darian Miller. He was a 9th-round pick by the Brewers in 2019 out of Clovis High School. He's a catcher. And tonight he had another good outing, 3-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. He had a couple of doubles. So coming into tonight for Wisconsin, he was hitting .333 with 4 doubles, a couple of home runs, and 5 RBIs. He's a name to keep an eye on. He's just kind of been in the middle of everything for Wisconsin early on. Sal Frelick also had a double and a run scored. Tyler Black, 1-for-4 tonight with a double and a run scored as well. And on the pitching side of things, it was Justin Jarvis, 5 innings, 1 unearned run on 2 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. And then Cam Robinson gets his 3rd save of the season in 1 inning. Did give up a run, walked 1, and struck out 2, so he walked the tightrope and got the victory. And the Carolina Mudcats all over the Lynchburg Hillcats tonight. So the Muds versus the Hills in the Battle of the Cats. 10-1 in favor of Carolina. Big performer today was the 18-year-old Hendry Mendez. Mendez today 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs. A walk and 3 runs scored, doubled and homered in the ballgame today for Carolina as they improved to 6-4. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are 7-3 in the early goings of the season, and the Nashville Sounds are down 9-4. And the Big League crew got a win today, 5-2 winners over Pittsburgh, former Biloxi Shuckers all the way around. Corbin Burns, 7 2-run innings with 10 strikeouts. And then Devin Williams and Josh Hader covered the 8th and 9th. Brewers get a win over the Pirates this evening. All right, final numbers from our game tonight for Birmingham. 2 runs on 7 hits. No errors. They left 7 men on base for the Shuckers. 1 run on 6 hits. They committed 1 error and left 10 men on base, going 0-for-12 with men in scoring position tonight. The winning pitcher, Davis Martin, improves to 2-0. The losing pitcher, despite only allowing 1 earned run tonight, is Carlos Luna. He drops to 0-1, and Lincoln Hensman gets his 1st save of the year. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 21 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,545 on a 66-degree cooling night here in Birmingham. With the loss, the Shuckers are now 8-2. With the win, the Barons are now 3-7. Next up, we're back at it tomorrow night at 7:05. The left-hander Andy Otero goes to the mound, 1-0 with a 3 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Scott Blewett, new acquisition, who is making his debut coming up tomorrow night for the Barons. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zanzarella for all of his hard work, along with doing play-by-play and color, also our broadcast coordinator tonight. Thomas, thank you so much, sir.
No, thank you very much.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Tuesday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the entire contest, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So, for Thomas Zanzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from Regions Field. Your final score, the Birmingham Barons 2 and the Biloxi Shuckers 1. Back at it again tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m.
Until then, good night from the Magic City.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Okay, Daddy-O, let's cruise on Cruise and W.